Well, good morning,
Angela. I wish there was a video game to teach you your ancestor name. I wish there was a phone number like 1-800-SAVE-YOUR-BROTHER. I'm thankful for the radio station, not afraid to put the truth in rotation. There is certain information that you can only get in conversation with young people.
Sometimes we get ahead of our schedule, and then we get behind it. But I'd like to thank you for joining us anyway. We're here. You okay, Lady Kathy? I hear you. I'd like to thank you for joining us today. How are you this morning?
I am well this morning. Very, very well. I hear you're on the go and running and gunning and doing what you're doing.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. It was a very, very busy morning. But this is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Suze Lynn McDonald, coming to you from amazing Las Vegas. And my co-host, Lady Kathy Howard, we're both here in Las Vegas. It's a little breezy for us today, but it's wonderful. I want to go ahead and jump on in. One thing, Lady Kathy, I wanted to talk about giving my best praise. And I kind of tagged it with, I found my strength. I lift up my head. I see what you're saying. You hear my call. This is not for entertainment. And I wanted to kind of jump in on that. For one thing, you were away. I wanted to get on talking a little bit about your trip that you took for leadership. And I want to kind of have you to spearhead this today, talking about the conference you went to. Everybody being in leadership position need to know this. So tell us a little bit about it, and what do you gather from it? What did you glean?
Well, you know, I went to the Pastors and Leadership Conference in Orlando, Florida, and it was such a phenomenal conference. My husband and I attended, and the speakers that he brought this year, it was talking about the whole theme of the conference was taking your ministry from local to global. And he brought in an array of speakers all over the world that would pour into us on how to take our ministry to the next level. And one of the things that he said was that when he was trying to grow his ministry as a young man, he didn't have the modalities that we had that we can – you over there wrestling stuff now – that we could use – and that would take that, he said he had to make phone calls. He had to send out letters. He had to pound the pavement. But we have, in the 21st century, in the palm of our hand, the whole world. And he said, man, you carry it in your pocket every day, and that is your cell phones. Who has a cell phone in here? And, of course, everybody did. And he said, you can reach out via Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, whatever modality that you use to reach out to the world, and in a matter of seconds, get a message out and reach and minister to the people and reach out that way. And it doesn't really cost you anything, but yet you don't take advantage of it. And I was so happy to hear that, especially concerning my husband, because he's stuck in the 19th century, I believe.
Uh-oh.
So he's not a fan of Facebook and all those other things, but when Bishop Jake said it, he was like, wow, you know, I need to move on, which I've been trying to push him forward. But it was so good to hear, because he brought in people from around the world. And there was another speaker that spoke that was from Africa, I believe. And he said, you know what, the good thing about, the Bible says to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. And because, I'm going to paraphrase this, us lazy Christians don't do that. We as
exactly.
lazy Christians don't do that. But God has brought the world to us. All you have to do is step outside your front door, and the whole world is all around you. Just look around
exactly.
you. Everybody is from some other country, some other nationality, some other place in this world that we haven't gone, but they're here. And so now all you have to do is just really talk to people that you're around in the grocery store, at church, at work, in the mall. There's other nationalities that you can bring to Christ. And so it was such an empowering weekend and such a informative weekend. Excuse me, he had a couple of bishop roundtables. Excuse me. Go ahead, sweetie.
Mm-hmm. No, I was listening to you, and the part where you just said that there are people in your stores and around next door that are from various countries. And even if you haven't traveled outside the United States, again, because America is a melting pot, we have every nationality, every country, every continent here in Las Vegas. I mean, there's a huge African community. There's a huge Italian. There's a huge Russian, Ethiopian, name it. The key is, again, the communication. You know, in America, we have so much that we don't go out like we really should. That's one thing. In other countries, they don't buy,
exactly.
they don't have big refrigerators where the groceries that are in your refrigerator are going to be, you know, you got it all stored up, you just go in and defrost it. In other countries, you actually have to shop every day. And that's a good thing
mm-hmm.
because the food is always fresh. But outside
exactly.
of that, you're going to talk to the people that you're near. And that's one
and that,
of the things that we are – go ahead.
And
go
that's
ahead.
One of the things that we don't – that's one of the things that we don't do. We don't do –
right.
One of the pastors brought up, when is the last time you actually witnessed to somebody?
Good.
Remember,
yes,
coming, up and, coming up as young people, we
mm-hmm.
We would see our parents just lead people to Christ at will, you know, just on the spot. Like, do you know the Lord and Jesus Christ is your personal Savior in the store? Just walk up to people
exactly.
you're having conversation with and bring it up. And that happened all over the place. We don't do that anymore. We don't
I do,
do that anymore.
I do.
I still do, too. Yeah, I still do, too. But, you know, as a whole, Christians have gotten so comfortable with just talking to themselves. And, you know, and that's the people who are already saved at church. You're having the whole come to Jesus meeting and, you know, God is good and all this stuff. But when you leave the church, who do you talk to about Christ? I
exactly.
have cards I hand out everywhere I go. In the grocery store, hey, young man, what church do you go to? Do you know
right.
the Lord? And constantly, when my kids have problems and they're outside of the will of God, the first thing I do is say, okay, well, you know, your relationship with Christ means a whole lot. And some
oh, yeah.
of these things that you endure, you may not have to endure if you put him first in your life. And there's no way around
yeah.
that. And so when we went to California last weekend, I believe, weekend before last, no, last weekend we went to California. I took the women for a shopping trip at the garment
uh-huh.
the women of our church. And so
right.
we were on the van, and my kids, my girls, and my grandkids went with us as well. And
mm-hmm.
my girls wanted to change the music that was playing in the van. Now, I put it on 90.5, which is SOS, our local
mm-hmm.
gospel station here. And they're like, oh, Mom, you're so lame, you're this and that and the other. And I said, listen, it says, well, you know, we're young. You got to get here. I said, this is my lifestyle. It doesn't change because young people showed up on the van.
Hello.
We're not listening to hip-hop. We're not listening to hip-hop. And I had a whole bunch of, we had a 15-passenger van that was filled to capacity. So we had Christian women on the van. And in the particular van that I rode in, one of the brothers in our church drove us, volunteered to drive us. And so I said, this is not, and because the kids requested a different station, they changed the station. I said, wait a minute, put that back. We're not changing the way we flow just because people showed up who are not where we are. We're going to win
exactly.
them. We're not going to join them. Either you get in with me or you get out. This is the way it is. And so they put on the little headphones and start listening to what they hear. But this is not something I do when it's convenient. This is my lifestyle. And so for me to go out and not witness to somebody about Christ, they have no problem with talking to you about their lifestyles. And they're very proud of it. It's only when we talk about Christ that we kind of shun away from it. We don't want to make people uncomfortable. Well, why not? They make us uncomfortable when they push their homosexual lifestyles on us. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So what we have to do is let our light shine. We are who we are, no matter where we are. Unless you're a hypocrite, you need to be that way everywhere you go. And my kid says, oh, wow, this is all we listen to. And that's all you're going to hear when you're around me, because that's what I listen
exactly.
to. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And so these were things that were brought up in the leadership meeting. And my kids know how I am. Because if I put in hip-hop, they'd be like, Mom?
See? Right. Or start sagging your pants, you know? But the thing is that in our, right? And we should do that just for the heck of it. We should talk to Pastor then. All of us show up with our pants sagging. And with, you know, with the underwear, with the right. Have the exercise pants hanging on close to the waist, so you're not really looking at your butt. But or we should come in with those pants, with the exercise pants, and have our skirts hanging below our butt, and we show them
there
what it
go.
Looks like. You know, sometimes
yes,
you got to do shock treatment. Wow, that's funny. You know. But that also goes back to what the show is about right now, giving your best praise. Are you walking every day and you're a praise billboard? Do people know
that's
who
right.
you serve? Do you, when you open your mouth, do you sound like the world or do you, and sometimes, yeah, I'm not going to lie, sometimes I tailor it to get their attention, like I just told you, the part of walking into church and all of it. We have all of our suits on in the front and then have our skirts where they're hanging up under our butt. This is what it looks like to us. And this is how offensive it is. And you know, preach from that point of view. And then even show them, you know, Apostle has done that before. He had his pants sagging. And then he said, First Lady, take your heels off and chase me. And he couldn't run good. His pants were around his knees. Because have you seen how kids even walk? They have to walk with their legs wide open so the pants don't fall down.
So the pants don't fall down.
So he ran... Yes, so he ran across the pulpit, and the kids were falling out laughing. And then when he did this part, he did a scenario. He was holding them, and when he told me make sure he said he told me at home though make sure you grab me and snatch me. So when I grabbed and snatched him, and he threw his hands up, the pants fell down, and he fell down.
Wow!
And they fell out laughing. But the fact is still, you can fall from your position with God every single day. Just
really
a little
can.
Bit of
and,
something
and,
around your knees.
My husband did that as well. He came out with a wife beater on, and he played a hip-hop song that was really raunchy. Because we had a youth service that night. It was actually a warfare service. And we had a youth, it was about the youth, the whole, we invited youth from out of the city. And he came out with a wife beater on, sagging, all
Lord.
That stuff. And don't you know some of the youth that came was offended? I got up and said they did not appreciate it. They were very disrespectful, actually. But that was the point. See how you're acting? But it was. Off, I think we have a video of that somewhere, but it was off the chain. It was very powerful. Now, he didn't warn me, so I was very shocked.
Okay. That's the part I like.
He forgot his shirt.
He done lost his mind.
I thought he had lost
That's
it.
A beautiful
oh,
my thing.
I'm going to get past
and
the shirt.
But the great thing about that is what happened, even in your shock treatment, they got to see how shocked you were that he had basically looked like he backslid.
Yeah.
That makes
And he actually played the song where there was cussing going on. I was like, oh, Jesus. I probably turned, they're talking about 50 Shades of Gray. I turned 50 Shades of Red, and I'm a black woman.
Okay. Okay. You are funny. Well, we're at
and
the
then he had some of the young people do a do that. You know that when they first came out, but that dance where you look like you're fighting.
Oh yeah, that's
some of the young people did that.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
Which is funny, hilarious. It totally is. Well, you know what? We're at the end of our show today, but the bottom line being, we're going to leave you guys with this one thing, and I'm going to say it, and then you repeat it. Giving my best praise. Come on, First Lady.
Giving my best praise.
That's right. Are you walking around as a great praise billboard?
You walking around as a great praise billboard? Hallelujah.
If you're not, you can join us at Destined for Glory Ministries, which is here in Las Vegas. Can you give them your address and your phone number pretty quickly? We're running out of time.
Yes, our address is 6037 South Rainbow Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89118. And tomorrow morning, our women's ministry is having a breakfast, so come out and join us at 10 a.m.
And what's the name of the ministry?
Destined for Glory World Outreach Ministries, where the pastor is the Honorable Pastor Tony Howard.
All righty. And our other sponsor is Hands of Comfort Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization. If you need to talk to anyone or need some help, give us a call. That number being 702-683-6373. Have an amazing day, and I thank you for giving your best praise. Have a great day.
Yes. You too. Bye-bye.